Wake up!
The Morning Playhouse.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake me up.
Y94.
That is Avicii with Wake Me Up, Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. And happy Friday. We're Ciro, Rat, and Maggie. 6:27 in the morning and 33 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. Today in the valley, cloudy,
meh,
cool. Rain showers, perhaps even
the white stuff.
No showers this afternoon. A high around 45, and then rain or snow could happen this evening as well into the overnight hours. I'm so, from the bottom of my heart, sorry. Snare.
I know.
I really don't want it. Now, I was looking just a little bit ago at Y94.com, and Maggie, correct me if I am wrong, but it would appear that we have refreshed the purse boutique.
There are brand new purses up there.
A brand new, fresh set of purses for you to choose from when we call off your name at 710, 1110, and 310 and pick your purse. See the new purses. Get registered online at Y94.com. In about 10 minutes from now on the show, going to talk to Lisa about an issue she's having with not a current guy in her life, but an ex. Right now, though, it's time for Different Matters of Love. It is Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When you have an issue when it comes to love, relationships, tender moments, you log on to Y94.com, scroll down to quick links, click on Maggie the Love Doctor, send the letter to us. We'll read it to Maggie on air. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Maggie, Chris says, "Dearest Maggie, the doctor of love, I think that my girlfriend might be cheating on me, but I don't know how to accuse her without sounding crazy or jealous. How do you approach the situation when you think somebody's stepping out on you, but you don't necessarily have proof?"
Like he said, it doesn't really matter how he brings it up. She's going to think he's jealous. But yeah. I think you just need to be completely honest with how you feel. Like, just tell her. Be like, you know, this is how I'm feeling. I really feel like something's going on, and I just need to know.
Do you need to have something that you can point to as evidence when you do something like that? Because the person's going to say, why? Why do you think I'm cheating on you? Why would you think that?
The thing is, like, if she is cheating, she probably is very distant with him. Like, their relationship probably isn't the same. Like, there might be not, like, physical evidence, but there's just the way they interact with each other. I mean, if something's going on, something's definitely different.
Maggie, you're good at this.
Am I?
Rat or I would have never thought to say, they just feel so distant. This is why you're Maggie the
female,
Love Doctor.
Well, it's totally something that would come out of a chick's mouth and not a guy's mouth.
Rat, you feel so distant lately.
What? I've noticed. You too have
what
been distant.
What was that? I can't hear you because I'm so distant.
I'm watching TV.
Across the room. Nicole says, this is kind of an interesting one. Nicole says, hey, Maggie. My husband has a nice little beer belly on him. And with that comes a nice little pair of B cups. Now, I've never minded the B cups or the beer belly, but I caught him the other day playing with them. His own boobs.
My God.
He said, honey, you gotta understand, boobs are boobs. It really doesn't matter what gender.
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter what gender they're on. What would you do, Maggie? I have to know if you walked in on Ray playing with his man boobs.
Well, you know, the first time that happened.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's never happened.
I'm sorry. I had such a hard time reading that one.
Honestly, I think I would just turn around, close the door, and walk away. Like, I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Just to clarify what happened here. She walked in on her somewhat overweight husband playing with his own chest.
I get it. Guys like boobs, really. And if you want to play with your own over mine, that's fine. Give the girls a break.
Okay.
Play with yours.
All right, hey!
It's only a problem if he's trying to lick them.
Yeah. Oh, really, Rad?
I suppose you've often thought having an extra pair around the house might be helpful.
Yeah, here, just there. Use them.
Here, you breastfeed.
So what was the advice? Just don't worry about it?
I don't know. I guess I really don't know what I would do in that situation.
All right, well.
I don't know what to say to that.
Let's just move on. Veronica says, Maggie the Love Doctor, my husband has a significant collection of adult paraphernalia, magazines, DVDs, etc. I told him that I would rather he comes and gets what he wants from me, but he thinks he needs to keep these things anyway. Should married men have this kind of stuff around the house?
Significant collection is kind of what jumps out. Like, right. If there's a lot of it, probably not.
If he has 700 DVDs.
Exactly. No, that doesn't need to be in.
We have an extra bedroom.
He has every Girls Gone Wild DVD.
Yeah, right?
I think they come out with a new one every week and a half.
I think it's normal for a married guy to have some, you know, but if he's going to that more than he's coming to you, then there might be an issue.
Well, hey, married guy, you want to tackle that one?
I have nothing. Nothing. In fact, my Maxim magazines were even eliminated from the household.
Oh, really?
Where it was like, I think you have some adult material here in this box. I do. And those are old Maxims.
They're wearing clothes. What are you talking about?
How dare you have Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. So. I subscribe to Sports Illustrated.
I read the articles.
So I got nothing. Literally in all ends.
Okay. Jennifer is your last one for today, Maggie the Love Doctor. She says, I was on my boyfriend's Facebook the other day, and I saw some messages to another woman from before we were exclusive. Now, they were suggestive. They were flirty. But now I can't get her out of my mind. I know this is a woman he still crosses paths with, just living his life day to day. The flirting stopped abruptly once we were in a relationship, but it still drives me nuts. It really bothers me. It doesn't seem fair to feel like someone never should have flirted before they met you. I understand. But I can't stop thinking about her. What do I do now?
If the flirting has stopped since he's dated you, then it's a non-issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're in your own head. You need to get out of your own head. Forget about it.
Well, she also did it to herself.
Exactly. You're
digging
snooping.
Around
you
in
are
his
snooping.
Facebook.
Yes.
I'm looking for flirty messages. I don't care if they're from 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's your own fault.
Okay, so
get
you can't
it.
Hold... that against him,
but
the flirting
when
he did before.
When he's not flirting with other women, that you should have no reason to be worried.
And she even points out it stopped the second they were dating.
Exactly. Exactly.
And should she be concerned that he still crosses paths so frequently with a woman that he oozed all over?
No. Oozed. Oh, God.
Oogled all over? He wanted to He oogled all
he
over.
He oogled. He flirted, yes.
Yeah.
He flirted.
This is really... This edition of Maggie the Love Doctor... has just been from start to finish just a giant mess.
Do we go back to man boobs?
Oh, between man boobs and oozing, and just this has been bad.
And let's clarify, it's not a beer belly, it's an ab.
Yeah.
Well, killer ab.
I really don't know if any of these five people were helped, but
yes,
this has
they
been
were.
Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Maybe we'll have a little bit more luck with Lisa, and her story is next on the show.
Yeah. The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Keep going, keep going. Y94.